don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 26th of May 2008. I generally ask newcomers to look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and there's always people coming in of all age groups, and go through the previous talks and you'll find a lot of information that helped tie up this big net that we call reality, ties it together to show you that nothing that you hear in a major way through the media is there by chance. Nothing is just evolving. You're simply living to a big business plan, long-term business plan, and that's all that life is. Your life, your predecessors, and those who come after you, is all arranged that way by the experts at the top, the ones who run the cultures and create societies and alter the societies. You can also look into Alan Watt, sentientsignal.eu. For transcripts you can download and print up and pass them around to your friends. Make sure that they are your friends. And if you think they can't handle it, don't give it to them. Why break the friendships? You'll just bring grief upon yourself, and you don't need that in your immediate area of living. Now, I generally never decide what I'm going to talk about until I sit down 5 minutes before the show. But it doesn't mean that there's nothing rattling around in the old noggin, the head. There's always stuff rattling around, because if you live the way I do and you've grown up the way I do, you process information differently from other people. And I don't get hooked into the mainstream media. I don't sit and watch Google all day long. And there's plenty, I'm sure, to amuse people or fascinate them for months or maybe even years on end by doing that. I don't watch major newscasts. I get a couple of articles and I ponder them. And eventually, all that you've learned all through your life comes into play. That's how reasoning is supposed to work. You are supposed to come to conclusions for yourself. But you see, for a generation or longer, we've been trained that the experts give us the opinions, and all we do is adopt those opinions. We don't come to our own conclusions, and yet people are willing to fight each other over opinions given by experts. Opposing experts always give you this or that point of view, and you pick the one that you want, and that becomes your opinion. These things can even lead to wars in families, wars in nations, because people adopt opinions, but they don't reason anything through for themselves, and because they get caught up in the emotion, they don't see any long-term strategy or ask where anything is actually leading to. For quite some time, I've gone into the histories behind and the Cold War and prior to the Cold War and the eventual merging of the two systems together into the third way, as it was planned to do all along, where a new system called communitarianism, as Bush Sr. Coined it to the public, would be pushed across the globe. Nations really are gone. They've been gone since the 1960s, when things drastically changed. And a new, very wealthy class had arisen in all nations who were international, because all their businesses and all investments were international. They had a finger in every pie in every country, and therefore they wanted this global society. It had already been set up under the League of Nations as far back as the end of World War I. The same idea. It's an ancient idea. A transnational system. And eventually, in the global society, there would only be the names of nations, that would be sort of antiquated, old-fashioned terms that we'll still use for a while when we refer to America or US or Canada or Britain. But you'll all be under a world government. And that's what's happened. And the big old United Nations was set up to be this world government, to take over the structure of the global system.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com. 1-800-453-2202.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Watt, cutting through the matrix and just explaining this long-term business plan that you think is life to show you where we're going and why we're going there. Since Charles Darwin came out and influenced all sides, at the tops of all sides, with this whole eugenic idea, the program was to perfect humanity on behalf of those who ruled over humanity, to make it easier to manage the people. And psychopaths have their own particular footprints. I'll use that term because it's going to become very popular shortly. Footprints all down through history, they always end up culling off large populations that they rule over because they fear them, primarily. And since psychopaths can only get to the top in the system, this is their system. It's made by them, for them. They always get to the top and they get to the same stage. And we find in the Soviet system, they had that whole idea that man was infinitely malleable. You could perfect them. But they also went into the same trap of categorizing people as an ethnic races, ethnic groups, IQ levels, and so on, physical health, ill health types, that stuff, all to do with it, with the same eugenics program as the West was going into. And now that they've come together, they're pushing ahead full steam, and you see little bits coming up in newspapers about the low IQs of the working classes compared to the wealthy elite that get into Oxford University and so on. This stuff's right out in your face now. And they train the public. It's called social approval. You create social approval and social disapproval when you want them to change certain habits like smoking. They're using it on the public here, and I mean now focus on obese people to make them feel ashamed. And they know it will work on the middle classes because in all their studies they found out that the better educated people are easier to adapt into it because they want to be part of their own peer group. So you don't want to be all the same. Which means if you're poor or less, you have less education, you're more individualistic, obviously. But they always do through the middle classes who adapt quickly and chat about the same latest authors at their cocktail parties where they'll stand there and sip wine and push out the latest politically correct terms and phrases to show that they're not being left behind. They're very quick to adapt. And here is an article that really means an awful, awful lot to us all because I'll interpret the article as I read it for you. And it's obviously a handout by the British government to all the newspapers because it's the same handout, word for word, that they all have. And there's an absence of all MPs as members of Parliament's names except the one who's in charge of it. That's to keep them all out from public flak. They won't get heat. And this is from the BBC, the BBC's version here. And this is printed Monday the 26th of May 2008. It says, MPs, members of Parliament, back personal carbon credits. The government should go ahead with a system of personal carbon credits to meet emission targets, MPs have said. See that vague thing, MPs, like this faceless crowd MPs have said. The Environmental Audit Committee, we have an Environmental Audit Committee, said the scheme would be more effective than taxes for cutting carbon emissions. Under the scheme, people would be given an annual carbon limit for fuel and energy use. I'll interpret this part for you. This is called rationing. It's called rationing. You'd be given an annual limit for carbon limit for fuel. That means all fuel now, including gasoline and heating oil, and energy use, which you could exceed. So if you go over the limit, you buy credits. That's rationing, you see, for those who use less. Remember Agenda 21 under the United Nations, where all laws from your building, plumbing codes, electrical codes, and so on have been coming for the last 50 years, by the way. They're behind all of this Agenda 21 because they're going to get you all off the road. That's the whole purpose of the gasoline going through the roof. And now they're going to hit you now with this carbon tax on top of it. And, of course, they're not tying this together for you. I'm doing that. They know you can't reason, you see. You're waiting for the experts to tell you what to think. The minister said there were practical drawbacks to the proposal, but they were looking at other initiatives. They also say the MPs admitted the public were likely to be opposed to the move. Well, no kidding. Then it says here, no barrier. The committee's report criticised the government for shelving the proposal following a preliminary study. The MPs admitted members of the public were likely to oppose the move, but urged the government to be courageous. A courageous government. Wow, that's a first in history. The report said persuading the public, listen how it's worded, persuading the public depends on perceptions. And they love double speak here. And they know that everything is done by altering your perception of things. This is not what you're really seeing. Here is what you're really seeing. Take it from us, we're experts. Persuading the public depends on perception of the government's own commitment to reducing emissions. If the government would just go on holiday permanently, that would all be fine because they create the most hot air than any group in the planet. Now, it's a priority given to climate change in its own decision-making. So it is climate change as though that's a fact. You see, this is how they put things right in front of you. That's a fact. This will be parted by all the middle class with their cocktail parties. Climate change, carbon footprint, yada, yada, yada. Total abstractions that are made into real entities by repetition. It added, further work is needed before personal carbon trading, personal caps, you and me, can be a viable policy option, and this must be started urgently and in earnest. happened there, but we got cut off, and I guess we have to get used to this as time goes on with all the different things that are happening with the special teams employed by government agencies. This I think I was finishing carbon tax and how the credits were going and so on, and each person is going to be given a personal carbon tax limit for fuel and energy use, which they could use or exceed by buying credits for those who use less. It's rationing. This is rationing, folks. But the wealthy be able to buy over that, over the ration limit, and still go on their holidays, but you won't be able to go on a bus trip into the country. But the minister says there were practical drawbacks to the proposal, but they were looking at other initiatives. The committee's report criticised government for shelving proposal following a preliminary study. The MPs admitted the members of the public were unlikely to be opposed to the move, or were likely to be opposed, but urged the government to be courageous. The report said persuading the public depends on perceptions of the government's own commitment to reducing emissions after the priority given to climate change, as though that was a fact in its own decision-making. It added further work is needed before personal carbon trading can be a viable policy option, and it must be started urgently and in earnest. In the meantime, there's no barrier to the government developing and deploying the policies that will not only prepare the ground for personal carbon trading, but will ensure its effectiveness and acceptance once implemented. Now, here's the little part that the public will be fooled on. Cash benefit. See, cash is good. Benefit's good, isn't it? Cash benefit. Benefiting whom? Committee Chairman Tim Yeo said it found that personal carbon trading had real potential to engage the population in the fight against climate change and achieve significant emissions reductions in a progressive way. We all like progressive, don't we? He said, green taxis, all the words are being used here, aren't they? All the little conditioning words, such as a petrol tax, cost poor people more because everyone, billionaires and paupers, paid the same amount. Under the personal carbon trading, someone who perhaps doesn't have an enormous house or swimming pool, doesn't have several holidays in the Caribbean every year, will actually get a cash benefit if they keep a low carbon footprint. Carbon footprint, again, is a total abstraction put into reality by repetition, shortly to go around all the little cocktail parties with the middle class as they part off the new politically correct phrases. He said it could be administered by the private sector. So here you are, the private sector who is for profit. Remember, they've put the price of electricity through the roof. Everything that they've taken over, they've put through the roof. So here they are going to take over this thing that they're going to start up and tax you on your carbon output. And the private sector is going to take it over, following the model of supermarket loyalty schemes in which a complex computer system is accessed by a single plastic card. But Mr. Ben said there were problems with the plan. I guess it's Mr. Bill and Ben. Maybe it's Big Ben. It's got potential, but in essence it's ahead of its time. The cost of implementing it would be quite high, and there are a lot of practical problems to overcome. He said that the report found the cost of introducing the scheme would be between £700 million and £2 billion, and would cost £1 to £2 billion a year to run. There would also be difficulties in deciding how to set the rations. There's a word, rations, right there, see? Taking into account a person's age, location, and health. So here's your age going to be a factor, your location, and your health is a factor. Climate Change Minister Joanne Ruddock said work on personal carbon trading had not been completely abandoned. You have simply decided not to take further work paid for by the taxpayer, when a number of other studies are underway, I should add, by the taxpayer. Environmentalist George Monbois applauded the scheme. It's more progressive than taxation. It tends to redistribute wealth from the rich to the poor. He's Robin Hood again. It's transparent and easy for everyone to understand. Back in a few moments after these messages.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
compliment everyone on how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, this is Tom with hempusa.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At hempusa.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hi folks, this is Alan Watt back with Cutting Through the Matrix and reading this article, which is like a promo type article to be followed by other countries very quickly, because we're all in it together. This is a world society in this communitarian world, this planned society. Everything's been planned, you see, can't have untidiness at all. And it's towards the end it says here, it also contains an inbuilt incentive for people to think about their energy use and to think about how they're going to stay within their carbon ration. So here you are, rationing is coming. I believe there's already a member of parliament in Canada stood up the other day in synchronicity with this one and put forward the idea for a bill on the same topic in Canada to be followed by the British Commonwealth, no doubt, because we've never had independence in any of these countries. And this is the Agenda 21, the United Nations Agenda 21 right here, where you'll all eventually be priced out of living in the country or wherever you are, except the very wealthy, and you'll have to go into cities and become a Soylent Green type city where you all live on top of each other. But the green part's nice, isn't it? More like green. That's very popular right now. And that's what's planned. That's what's planned. These old science fiction writers didn't dream these things up. They sat in at these meetings and they got it from the futurist society that's told what to write and put the ideas in our head by predictive programming. That's why they're spot on what's coming. They get us yet ready for it and used to it. And right now, there's a generation growing up, and they have been through kindergarten onwards with this greening, the new religion that Mr. Michael Gorbachev talked about. A form of earth worship where literally down the road they'll be sterilized voluntarily to save Mother Earth. And I'm not kidding, this is coming. Remember what Bertrand Russell said, with enough government funding, you can make the people believe anything. It's very simple. And when you look at these programs on so-called primitive cultures and all these ethnologists walking around taking notes and watching and studying them. You see, all that stuff is used as data on how all human beings act and how you can make them, reshape them into a completely different culture and to get them to go along with it without thinking. That's how it's done. We all get the same basic education or indoctrination worldwide. We're told what are facts, presented as facts to us. We all believe it. And we chat about these facts. And we all think we're sane because everyone else has had the same indoctrination. And as they introduce new ways for you to go along with your carbon footprints or any other kind of footprints for that matter, then you adapt quickly into the new culture. You adapt the terminology, even though it's all abstract nonsense. You know, years ago in Catholicism, the biggest criticism of Catholicism, especially in the Middle Ages, was indulgences. That meant if somebody died, one of your relatives died, and he was stuck in purgatory, you see, and you had the money, then you could pay the priest to say all these prayers, and hopefully it would give him a little nudge every time he said a prayer, and he'd get higher up to heaven, out of purgatory. And in other words, a complete abstraction was taught as a fact, and people were taught to believe it. And they paid money for it. And this is the same technique being used here for environment and your carbon footprint and all this kind of stuff. A complete abstraction will be talked into reality by repetition. And people will believe it just the same way as they believed they were stuck in purgatory. Same thing. Same technique. And the only difference is guys in white coats, the technicians and the specialists and scientists are there to tell you this, you see. And you've all been taught that these guys are experts, they're superior than you are. And if it dawns on you, you can get someone called an expert with a PhD and a Nobel Peace Prize who can tell you an absolute fiction. But you are going to believe them because you're taught that way. You trust them. It's very simple, simple techniques. And we're going to be taxed for every breath we take eventually and every mouthful of food we take eventually too. That's the system. It's a planned society. Planned society. Here's another article too, to do with getting the public used to being tracked by chips and global positioning satellites. And it's from the Dallas newspaper, the dallasnews.com, Sunday, May the 25th. It says, Dallas ISD's chronic truants back on the radar with GPS devices, by Kent Fisher. For Joshua Cervantes, the black pouch slipped clipped to his belt is a daily reminder of where he was and where he's now headed in high school. Inside is a black global positioning system device that allows a truant officer to zero in on his location 24 hours a day. As a result, Joshua is now in school every day, and he said, thinking seriously for the first time about where he's headed in life. This is a PR thing to push this system. You can tell by the way it's written. The main thing is it got me thinking about my future, said Joshua, a freshman at Bryan Adams High School. What's going to happen to me if I don't care? Judge Ray Chavez, a county truancy judge, ordered Joshua and eight other students at Bryan Adams High to wear the GPS unit. The school is completing its second year in the Attendance Improvement Management Program, which is funded by a mix of county, non-profit, and private funds. Last year, 46 chronic truants were ordered into the program. Results were surprising. Their attendance improved from 84% to 97% during the 6 weeks they wore the GPS device. We have witnessed changes in some students that are almost beyond belief. Bryan Adams principal Cynthia Goodsell, she'll be a good master, that one, Cynthia Goodsell, yeah, wrote in a letter to the project supporters. What has amazed us is the number and types of students who responded so well to the program's intensive supervision and coaching. Oh, yeah, well, back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
World Products Now is introducing the new Detoxer foot and body pads that work while you're sleeping to pull heavy metals and toxins from the body. Our Detoxer pads release unwanted toxins, relieve stress and pain, and improves the immune system, circulation, and blockages all while you're sleeping. Very simply, you put one pad on each foot before bedtime and go to sleep. And when you wake up, the toxins that are drawn out of the body will be in the pads. You peel them off and throw them away. It's that simple. Call 908-691-2608. We encourage our customers to detox in as many ways as possible to bring the body back to a balance. The average person is exposed to hundreds of chemicals daily. This is one of the many powerful ways to detox the body. We recommend you try our Detoxer foot pads and see and feel the difference for yourself. Call today at 1-908-691-2608. Our Detoxer foot pads are vegan and environmentally friendly and do not contain chitosan. Call today, World Products Now, at 1-908-691-2608.
Hello, I am Alan Watt, and we are cutting through the matrix. Just finishing this article on the global positioning satellite trackers that they're putting on students now. And this is a PR piece, really, of how wonderful it is. And it goes on to say that they're having shortfalls in funding, unfortunately. And they're getting three different companies, private sectors, to give them money. And no doubt there's a lot of money put into the hands of the people who are also in charge of the children here, because that's generally how the world really is. The world really is run on what we would call it the bottom level corruption. At the top, it's normal. It's just normal business. It says your program managers are seeking a combined $615,000 from the Dallas Independent School District in Dallas County, which operates local truancy courts. Dr. Pottinger said school district officials told him they would include funding for the project in a pending federal grant application, but Thursday night a district spokesman said the district has not applied for money. Then he goes on and on about the money and the cost and all the rest of it, and how wonderful it is, etc., etc., and how it's also a cell phone where the truant officer, if you're not where you're supposed to be, can phone you and you have to clock in three times a day. And if I was these children, I mean, I played truant all the time. Instead of going to the library, I'd be figuring out how to work this thing and rearrange it so it would read that was always in school. I'm sure it can be done by some clever ones out there. Well, I'm going to go to the callers now, and there's Carl from Montreal. Are you there, Carl? Okay. I will try Dave from California. Are you there, Dave?
Alan, good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. It's a great honor to speak to you, sir. I wanted to say that I first heard you a while back being interviewed by Alex Jones, and I found that to be the most amazing, densest amount of information I'd ever seen on a radio show in the course of an hour and a half or so.
Yeah.
And also I want to thank you for sending me the CD of the conversations that you had with the lady on Liberty Radio.
Oh, yeah.
That was excellent. I've enjoyed that very much and listened to it a number of times. I was going to comment on the carbon footprint thing. I want you to know that I'm doing my part to reduce my carbon footprint by breathing less.
That's right. I was thinking they're going to probably do it with joggers, and there's no heavy petting anymore. No heavy petting. Whatever you do, that's out.
Yeah. And but I'm really concerned about the methane butt print.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it. Well, actually, I was thinking when I was reading that article that most of the methane is generated in these parliament and government buildings.
Yeah.
Because
right.
They have the best food, you see, the richest food of all. It's high and spicy. It's also non-GMO food. That was Tony Blair passed a law before he left that they could only import non-GMO food for the politicians.
Right.
So they have that with their brandy, but they do give off a lot of methane in that building. There's no doubt about it.
Yes, sir. I got one question for you. One of the things that interested me very much on that Liberty Radio deal was the issue of the priests, the priesthood bribing the priests, so that when you die, you go to heaven as opposed to Gehenna. Would you comment on Gehenna and how that works again, please?
Well, Gehenna, you see, in the old Hebrew tradition, they really didn't have an idea of hell. But when they incorporated it with really a Greek, a new type of Greek, well, much newer in a sense, but a Greek philosophy or religion or mythology, they had Hades. So they had to find a way to punish the people, keep them in fear. And so they copied the Jewish Gehenna, which was really the rubbish dump, the garbage dump, where everything burned in outside Jerusalem. And that's where they got the idea of a hell, something that was burning perpetually. That's what you find if you leave garbage dumps like that. They burst into flame and they keep burning and smoldering. So they adapted that whole idea into Christianity to keep fear over the people, to make them obedient. And you'd be made to be more afraid of what happens after this life than the actual life you were living in the physical world. No matter what status you were, if you were at the bottom, your life was already hell. They actually made you terrified of an even worse hell to come. That's how they kept people in check for a long, long time.
Isn't it amusing that they try to keep us in fear all during our lives, and then they wave the boogeyman of hell at us after we're dead?
Exactly. And really, people for thousands of years obeyed and lived in utter misery and poverty in a feudal system. A feudal system was very, very old, with a set order of priesthoods, kings, queens, and lords down below, and then right down to the peasants who produced everything for all those above them. They were given no education except the Bible, but they were told about the Bible, and hell was the main thing that was drummed into them in every sermon.
Can I ask you one more, Alan?
Yeah.
Well, I've read the Bible a little bit. I'm not exactly what you call a Christian, but I do think that there's some good lessons in there, as there are in the Quran as well, which is a lot like the Bible.
Yeah.
But now, what do you feel about just sort of following the words and deeds of Christ as a model, setting aside the rest of the stuff in the Bible, Christ himself?
Mm-hmm. Well, what you're given is a perfected being, which technically for a normal human being is impossible to emulate
right. In
that kind of perfection. So much so that, at least up until recently, you couldn't have a virgin birth. I'm sure you can do it now with genetics.
Yeah.
So even the fact of a supernatural birth means you could never live up to that anyway. But the whole idea was you were to live up to it as best as you could by simple rules. And it was very simple rules that you were given. There's nothing really deep in it. There's esoteric built into it. There's no doubt whatsoever. But it's very simplistic. And written in such a way you can't even debate it. Just be good to other people, and things work out, and you forgive, etc., etc.
Yes.
But they also altered it over the years. Many times that they rewrote it, they altered it each time to suit the ones who were already the overlords and masters. And what was unfortunate from the beginning was that when the Catholic Church, the Universal Church, took over, Rome was already a political, international power. And so it was merged into a political system at the very beginning with Rome. And because of that, you had this hierarchy where they dealt with politics as well as religion, and it became politicized. And the whole idea already with politics was a hierarchy of elite people living off the backs of everyone else at the bottom. And so the Catholic Church kept that feudal system going for about 1,500 years, and it tried to fix it like that, never change it. They thought that was the ideal order. And so that's why it got such a backlash eventually, many centuries later, with people who were just fed up with the whole system and the corruption at the top, as you must have when you have a system which deals with politics and the spirit. You can't merge the two together.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, and it's nice talking to you.
No, thanks for calling.
So long.
There's Will from Philadelphia. Are you on the line, Will?
Alan, good evening, Alan. There's a little delay there.
Uh-huh.
I just want to thank you so much for exposing the root and allowing us to chop at it, and for you chopping at it yourself. I'm tired of pruning the branches, basically pruning evil.
Yeah.
I just want to thank you. The peace sign, what do you think about it's my understanding that Bertrand Russell commissioned Gerald Holtom to design this. Do you think Holtom knew what he was doing? And do you think it was purposely a cross upside down, symbol of death, and like black propaganda?
It was also an old, an ancient symbol, that one, which it turned upside down. But it also is a semaphore. If you stand with semaphore flags, you put one right up and one right down. That's the N, and then the D is another one. So you have the D looks like a Y. So you put the two together and you've got that symbol. So it's for nuclear disarmament.
Yeah, I remember reading
that.
That's
what they claim. However,
yes,
they're well known for using their old occultic symbols, regardless, you know, with their exoteric meaning. Yeah.
I have a deprogramming technique. Now, it's going to seem a little inhumane at first, but bear with me.
Mm-hmm.
The people that don't want to listen, I strap them to a gurney and play your CDs. I call it waterboarding.
Waterboarding.
You're so stoic. I had to get a laugh out of you. I'm glad that worked.
Yeah.
I tell everybody, donate. You're one of the, in my opinion, you're one of the people that really, truly do great work. And, you know, I just, if there's one thing I could ask, you're full of so much knowledge, if you could just drop some Google words for us every once in a while, because you have this exhaustive, encyclopedic knowledge, and, you know, we're all in the dark here for the most part. Just some words to Google, maybe, and keep exposing the root, Mr. Watt.
Okay. Yeah, I will do. Yeah. Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, we live in such a world of deception, but these are really old sciences, very old sciences, and it's all sciences of the mind. Remember, I keep telling people to go back into ancient philosophy, because when you read the writings of many of the philosophers, and guys especially like Plato, they lay down a line on how culture is created and updated by the elite. And he said that it all must be authorized from the top down. They won't allow anything to come from the grassroots, because it would upset their whole plan and their control over everything. So whatever is put into culture is planned from the top and disseminated down to you, and you simply adopt it into your life, and it becomes part of your culture, whether it's fashion or behavior, music, whatever, or even topics of conversation, like this nonsense with the carbon footprint. And I wonder how much they'll tax Bigfoot on that one, eh? But this is the kind of nonsense we're fed, and people simply repeat it. Remember, Russell says repetition is so important. But the unfortunate thing today, the unfortunate thing is that they've set up an international school system where they get the children very young, like Bertrand Russell says, get them at two, and then any input or moral input the parents try to give their children will be null and void, because in kindergarten they're already getting scientific indoctrination. So a whole generation are growing up that will be the new eco-Nazis, who will literally lock you up or kill you under claim you're destroying the planet, and they'll be zealots, utter zealots, and full of zeal for what they're doing, because they're creating a fanaticism in the youth about this. And this youth will turn on the ones who are older, the old type that must die off, as they say, at the top. And that's how it's being implemented. The whole bogus, if you listen to all these characters with, and remember what I said, read the book where they admit the think tank that came up with the whole scam of global warming, which was the Club of Rome. The two founders of the Club of Rome wrote the book called The First Global Revolution. And in there, they tell you, they looked at a way to unify the planet, make people obedient and subservient and go along with this agenda. And they thought of all the ways that to bring people together in a war situation, because we all work together towards something under war. So they thought it would be a war of the planet against humanity. Man was the enemy. And that's what they said. That's why they chose global warming. It's a complete fraud, an utter fraud. And having said that, what's interesting too is they can create any phenomena, which is very interesting. They've actually followed this little blueprint of revelations in the New Testament. Everything that they see at the end, plagues, famine, earthquakes, changes in the sky, etc. They can change the weather, they can cause earthquakes with technology and harp today, the spraying, all that kind of stuff. Pestilence, easy to do, since they've modified insects. Go into Monsanto, they've also been modifying insects galore. So they can create the pestilences, they can create the famines, food shortages. There's only 5 agribusinesses owning the food supply of the world. There's no shortage of food. It's that they've been putting all the other farmers out of business. Now they control it, now they're tightening their grips. When they make it a scarce commodity, you pay more for it. They did the same with gold, silver, and anything else that's precious. That's how you do it in business. And they're doing the same thing again. And they're convincing us, the victim as always, all down through the ages, that we are the problem. We are the problem. And behind this is the big eugenics movement, the big plan to eradicate all what they call inferior types. They're out in the open now. Professors are talking from universities about the inferior intellects of the working class and so on. You've got other ones like Watson, who had to leave, the guy who came up with the double helix, and he was a geneticist. All geneticists are trained in eugenics, and it attracts that type into it. And that's why for 50 years they've been using your tax money to find the genes and tamper with the genes, because the plan was always to eradicate inferior types and those who have a possibility, the possibility of passing on genes which will make people grow up to be sick or infirm or hereditary diseases and so on. We should take this very seriously to heart, because these guys mean business. They're psychopathic. They're all united at the top. Because this mantra, the eugenics mantra, and the genes, and inferior types, and all this kind of stuff, and global warming, yada yada, all these mantras are being chanted by the upper middle classes that want to get to the upper classes. That's what the middle classes do. They don't belong anywhere. They despise those below because it terrifies them. They might end up there again. And so they'll grovel and do everything. They're PCPs, the politically correct phrases. That's all they spout. They please their masters above them. And they talk it into existence. They make it work into happenstance, into reality. And we're going to go through hell in this world as they start rationing food. They get you off the land. They drive you into the overcrowded cities while they have their real modern habitat areas for the bureaucratic helpers, the society, and the wealthy people. High-tech ones are already building them. They're selling them, these units. If you go into some websites, you'll see them. And that's what they did in Russia. See, the Soviet Union was the model for the world. That's why Mr. Gorbachev, who was the president, remember, of the Soviet Union, who was a KGB, had been brought up in the KGB from a very wealthy family, and they had their own class system in the Soviet system. He was brought over to help implement that system and merge it with the West. And it's all being done. And the last people to know what's going on are the people who watch television, because they're never going to come out and tell you the absolute truth as to the whys. It's all being done. The job of TV and media is to get you to parrot it to one another, parrot the experts until you speak it into reality for them on their behalf. got to start thinking for yourselves. Now, I think we've got Tom in Massachusetts. Are you there, Tom?
Yes, I am, Alan. How are you tonight?
Not so bad. Go ahead.
That's good. A couple of quick questions, if I could. In the past, you've recommended that if a person wants to leave the city environment where we're definitely going to be facing a lot of these problems, they should probably consider moving to a rural setting.
Mm-hmm.
And you had mentioned, forget about moving south, but move north. Why would
yep.
that be?
Hold on. I'll answer that after this break.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Once upon a time, Megan, people bought their food at a grocery store.
Oh, I remember.
They're there, Mama.
A grocery store, Dad?
Yes, dear, but that was long ago.
But where did our food come from?
InternetGrocer.net.
InternetGrocer.net? So all these cans?
In uncertain times, we must be prepared. So we buy real canned meats, real canned cheese, and real canned butter from InternetGrocer.net.
Mm. And it's real good, Dad.
Only the highest quality dehydrated and freeze-dried foods and other emergency supplies. Drop shipped direct from the manufacturers right to our door.
So having stored food on hand means we don't have to go into town, right?
Your father's a wise man, Megan.
Be ready for an emergency with InternetGrocer.net's one-year food supply, featuring the best variety in the business. Foods that will store 7 to 15 years or longer, unopened. Go to internet-grocer.net. That's internet-grocer.net or call 903-356-6443. Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Hi, I'm Alan Watt, cutting through the matrix. And there's a caller who's asked about why move north. It's on the cards that they're going to start riots further south. This has been a long-term agenda. It was written about back in 1990, I think it was, by Jack Sertali, who was up there. He's now at the United Nations. And he put the book out on what would happen to the U.S. and the massive immigration. But he also talked about the massive riots and problems. And that's planned. They want riots to happen, and they'll make sure because they control the leaders of all groups. That's why I tell people, don't follow anybody. But they will bring it on at the right time, and after enough frustration and worry and war between peoples, they'll come out with the solutions when you're all war-weary, and you'll find out you were worse than before because of new plans for you all. And you don't want to be in the South. Plus, water rationing in the South is going to be a big stick, and it's not because you've got shortages, really. It's because of the management systems that they've got already and the privatization of it all, that they're going to, again, make it like gold. price of gold to live there. So only the ultra wealthy eventually, after all the riots and all the rest of it, will be allowed to live in those areas because they can afford it and it'll be away from all the peasantry, all the little people at the bottom. That's what's on the card. So go, you have to go north and look at it long term. And even in Canada here, there's people been moving into Canada for the last few years from the States, knowing this is all going to happen. And Canada will be slower. The United States is to be hit faster and harder than any other country because even though it's the driving engine that's financing this whole global structure, it's time for that's almost over, and it must merge into the structure, and they must eradicate any idea of the old way of life, especially to do with independence or freedom of any kind. And that's why the U.S., look at the army that's been built up within the United States to deal with what they know is coming. They plan it to come. It's massive. That's your warning, what's going to happen there.
Right. Time for another question?
I have to go and try to get somebody else in before the last 2 minutes.
Okay, well, I'll let you go for now, and I appreciate the help on that one.
Yeah, thanks for calling. And is Chip in is it Indiana? Or is it Idaho?
Idaho.
Idaho, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I've read that Wilson article about the weather control that you have on your website. And I've been watching the skies like some kind of oddball guy because nobody I mentioned all these trails across the sky seems to have noticed it.
Yeah.
It's amazing, like you're saying. I mean, people are brain dead. I don't know if that's what you're saying, but that's like...
Well, what it is, they literally will, they will not see anything unless the major... This is Brzezinski said this. They trained the public that if it wasn't on the mainstream media, it was unimportant, didn't exist. So they will deny their own perceptions. They will deny what they see or feel, and if it's not on the media. And that's a fact. That's happened already. Most people are really never conscious. They can parrot all the stuff from the media, but they're not conscious people.
One of the things that a friend of mine has been doing some research into and found some interesting results is hydrogen peroxide.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you considered this or if you've read much about it, but... Mm-hmm. It seems like it's definitely involved in weather, big time.
Well, I've done analysis, and so have other people, on what's in the spray, and there's definitely heavy metals, even cadmium. But there's aluminum oxide and other things. Well, and I think they're also using tranquilizers, as Rumsfeld mentioned on one media blurb. But that's it for me from tonight from Ontario, Canada. And so from Hamish myself, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
Men, are you your